Krishna Book, Canto 6, Govardhan, Chapter 24, Scene 1, Indra Puja. While engaged with the Brahmanas, who were too involved in the performance of Vedic sacrifices, Krishna and Balaram also saw that the cowherder men were preparing a similar sacrifice in order to pacify Indra, King of Heaven, who is responsible for supplying water. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, a devotee of Krishna has strong and firm faith in the understanding that if one is simply engaged in Krishna consciousness and Krishna's transcendental loving service, then he or she is freed from all other obligations. A pure devotee of Lord Krishna does not have to perform any of the ritualistic functions enjoined in the Vedas, nor is one required to worship any of the demigods. Being a devotee of Lord Krishna, one is understood to have performed all kinds of Vedic rituals and all kinds of worship to the demigods. Just by performing the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or worshiping the demigods, one does not develop devotional service for Krishna. But one who is engaged fully in the service of Lord Krishna has already finished all Vedic injunctions. Krishna ordered a stop to all such activities by his devotees, for Krishna wanted to firmly establish exclusive devotional service during his presence in Vrindavan. Krishna knew that the cowherder men were preparing for the Indra sacrifice because Krishna is the omniscient personality of Godhead. But, as a matter of etiquette, Krishna began to inquire with great honor and submission from the elderly personalities like Maharaj Nanda and others. "My dear father, what is this arrangement going on for a great sacrifice? What is the result of such sacrifice? And for whom is it meant? How is it performed? Will you kindly let me know? I am very anxious to know this procedure, so please explain to me the purpose of this sacrifice." Upon this inquiry, Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, remained silent, thinking that his young boy would not be able to understand the intricacies of performing the yajna. But Krishna, however, persisted. "My dear father, for those who are liberal and saintly, there is no secrecy. They do not think anyone to be a friend or enemy because they are always open to everyone. And even for those who are not so liberal, nothing should be kept secret from the family members and friends, although secrecy may be maintained for persons who are inimical. Therefore, you cannot keep any secrets from me. After all persons are engaged in fruitive activities. Some know what these activities are and they know the result. And some execute activities without knowing the purpose or the result. A person who acts with full knowledge gets the full result. But one who acts without knowledge does not get such a perfect result. Therefore, please let me know the purpose of the sacrifice which you are going to perform. Is it according to Vedic injunction, or is it simply a popular ceremony? Kindly let me know in detail about this sacrifice." Upon hearing this inquiry from Krishna, Maharaj Nanda replied to his son, "My dear boy, this ceremonial performance is more or less traditional. Because rainfall is due to the mercy of King Indra, The clouds are his representatives. And because water is so important for our living, we must show some gratitude to the controller of this rainfall, Maharaj Indra. We are therefore arranging to pacify King Indra because he has very kindly sent us clouds to pour down sufficient quantity of rain for successful agricultural activities. Water is very important, for without rainfall, we cannot farm or produce grains. We cannot live if there is no rainfall. It is therefore necessary for successful religious ceremonies, economic development, and ultimately liberation. Therefore, we should not give up the traditional ceremonial function. If one gives it up, being influenced by lust or greed or fear, then it does not look very good for him. After hearing this, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the presence of his father and all the cowherder men of Vrindavana, spoke in such a way as to make heavenly King Indra very angry. Krishna suggested that they forego the sacrifice. His reasons for discouraging the sacrifice performed to please Indra were twofold. First, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, there is no need to worship the demigods for any material advancement. All results derived from worshiping the demigods are simply temporary, and only those who are less intelligent are interested with temporary results. Secondly, whatever temporary result one derives from worshiping the demigods is actually granted by the permission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita, Mayaiva Vihitan Hitan. Whatever benefit is supposed to be derived from the demigods is actually bestowed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For without the permission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot bestow any benefit upon others. But sometimes the demigods become puffed up by the influence of material nature. Thinking themselves as all in all, they try to forget the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is clearly stated that in this instance, Krishna wanted to make King Indra angry. After all, Krishna's advent was especially meant for the annihilation of the demons and protection of the devotees. Now, King Indra was certainly a devotee, not a demon. But because Indra was puffed up, Krishna wanted to teach Indra a lesson. Krishna first tried to make Indra angry by stopping the Indra Puja, which was arranged by the cowherder men in Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Shyama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan, Kalindi Jamuna Jaya, Jaya Mahavan, Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.